Hello everybody, my name is Andre. Today I would like to talk about the impact of biochar amendment on the hydraulic and nutrient retention properties of sandy soil. As you know that the population increase and it lead to the increase of the demand of food and material rows. As a result, the agriculture has become intensified over the period. More land are being brought into cultivation and to the land, unsustainable land such as sandy soils. Farming in sandy soil can lead to serious environmental problems. Sandy soil have low organic matter content and also inherent fertility and water retention capacity. Require constant irrigation and fertilizer application is need, such as nitrate and phosphorus. But the organic matter can help retain both applied fertilizer and irrigation water. The benefit of such amendment are both short-lived in sandy soil because of the easy decomposition rate of this soil. Biochar soil management can overcome this limitation. Biochar is charcoal biomass derived black carbon produced at low temperature. The objective of this study is to determine the effect of biochar on sandy soil hydraulic properties and nutrient retention. Material and method. The research was conducted at the Soil Physics Laboratory of Aridland Research Center, Tottori University, Japan, and sand dune soil was used in this experiment to enhance the leaching of nitrate and phosphate. Three pyrolysis temperature were used, 300, 400, and 500 degrees Celsius. Biochar produced from the black locust that found in that area. Two soil biochar mixture was used, were used 10 and 20 milligram per hectare. The treatment were free replicated. Hydraulic property. The hydraulic property was conducted by using inverse unsaturated hydraulic conductivity by using the hydras, and the model of Wang and Chen were used. This is the material that we used for the hydraulic properties. And by simulation, we can determine the saturated hydraulic conductivity and the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity, and also the pressure distribution in the soil porous plot is in the first technique. And this is the parameters that we use for a leaching experiment by using a vacuum pump, and the soil was the pressure of 40 kilopascal was used to maintain the suction of this matter, this experiment, and that is the represent the field capacity of this sandy soil of Tottori. Result: the difference in water retention among treatment and control were considerably clear, especially at high rate. The treatment at the 20 mega hectare soil mixture rate retained more water than those low rate, and biochar significantly reduced estimated unsaturated hydraulic conductivity of the sand, and also the saturated hydraulic conductivity. All treatment retain more water than control, as we seen in this PF soil moisture. As we can see here, that after we add the biochar, the retention curve shift in the right direction, and the hydraulic conductivity is also decreasing. And this is the available water capacity of the soil. After, we can see it's increased significantly, and with the application rate. This is the nutrient retention. The biochar significantly decreased the cumulative leaching concentration of nutrient at both mixing rate, pasture produce at 300 and 400 significantly retain more nutrients than produced at 500. This is a little bit not same as the water. The water is 500 degrees Celsius, retain more than the less pyrolysis temperature. But in here also we can see that this is the phosphorus. Biochar significantly decreased the cumulative leachate of concentration of phosphorus at 10 megagram per hectare. There was no significant difference between biochar produced at 300 and 400, and that produced at 500. At 20 megagram per hectare, there was no significant difference between the biochar produced at 300 and 500, while there was significant difference between produced at 300 and 500 than produced at 400. 20 megahectares of biochar mix, right, significantly retain more pH, more phosphorus than 10 megagram per hectare mixing rate. As conclusion, it was found that biochar pyrolysis temperature affect this influence on soil moisture retention. Treatment at 20 megagram per hectare soil biochar mixing rate retain more water than those at less biochar mixing rate. Biochar mixing significantly decreased the cumulative leaching concentration of the nutrient than the phosphate. If the goal is to reduce permeability and increase the sandy soil water retention, then biochar should be pyrolysis at 500. Whereas if the objective is to curtail nitrate leaching from sandy soil, then biochar should be pyrolysis at 300 degrees Celsius. Thank you.
We have time for a few questions.
Yes, the question I have starting is simple. In your conclusion, it said the biochar significantly decreased the nitrate and non-phosphate leaching. Is
yes.
The phosphorus that is not leached or nitrate is not leaching, does it remain available to plants? Or is it bound?
This
what would happen to the availability of nitrate is not leached?
I think the biochar, in here, like a filter. So the biochar is retaining the nitrate. Yeah, because the water is, when we can see here, the water is increased significantly with the temperature, mm-hmm. But the nitrate is in the another direction. The 300 degrees Celsius is retained more than the 500 degrees Celsius. So it's a kind of like a filter.
I think the question he was asking was whether or not, because it acts like a filter,
yes.
Will the nitrogen and the phosphorus that are in the biochar, is it available for plants?
We don't know yet because this is the first primarily study. So I don't know if it can be available for plant or not. But we can see here is that the biochar could retain the nitrate.
Do you have any speculating reasons why this low temperature biochar retain more nitrate? Is it because of more phone modules and low pyrolysis temperatures and providing extreme size?
Okay. I think the reason is, I think maybe probably pH of the 300 is higher than the 500. So maybe that could be the reason. I don't know exactly because this study is, what to say, I haven't worked yet in the biochar. I just represent some colleague in here, so I don't know exactly.
Before you did the leaching studies, did you characterize the N content in the soil, or did you add fertilizer?
Okay. The sandy soil we used here is, we washed the sandy soil with deionized water before mixing with the biochar. So it's almost only even if I'm sure the clay content of the biochar, the clay content of the sandy already clean because it's very low clay content. So probably there is no any salt concentration or in the soil before experiment.
Yeah, I would have thought that nitrate would have been pretty much leached out.
Yes.
So where did the nitrate come from then?
Yeah.
From the biochar itself?
No. The leaching experiment. During this leaching experiment, we irrigate the column every days and then covered. And the water that we use is adding some fertilizer.
Okay, so the percolation, the water you added had nutrients.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Sorry, I missed that question.
Yeah, I'm sure we didn't put in here also the information, so. Yeah, there is nothing here. So.
How did you treat that black locust? Did you grind that before you pyrolyzed it? And what particle size distribution did you have after pyrolysis?
The black locust is the plant in that area, the most biomass. Yes. Yes.
Right? And you ground it before you pyrolyzed it, or did you pyrolyze it as a large mass and then grind it, or what did you do?
They cut the pine tree and then remove the bark and cut a small piece and put in the in the oven, and after that grind, and then I think he used less than 1 milli the grain size.
Less than 1 milli.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good question. Was your leaching reduction of nitrate and phosphate also an effect of water retention or concentrations in the leach head?
I think it's part of the effect of the, the water retention, and
so
also
you had significantly lower leach head volume.
Yes. In here, from this one, we can see that the water retention increased significantly when we add the biochar. So I think it's part of the reason why the nitrate concentration increased in the soil.
Thank you.